Welcome to the Student Loan Show. Today is Friday, February 13th, 2015. This is Jay Fleischman, and today we're going to talk about the interest calculation on your federal student loan. Stay with us. Hello again and welcome to your student loan show. My name is Jay Fleischman. Thanks so much for taking the time out today to listen. And today we're going to talk about the interest on your federal student loan. How is it calculated? What happens to it? And what kind of shell game are they running here? And today's show, in case you don't follow me around the interwebs, is actually a show for MoneyGo Roundtable, which is the other podcast that I host. That one I co-host actually with a colleague of mine, Gene Melchione in Connecticut, and I'm going to be putting into this show the contents of MoneyGo Roundtable from earlier this week. Gene was trying to dig himself out of a snowstorm, and I was left to fend for myself, so I covered this very topic there, and I figured that it would be helpful for you. So sit back, enjoy the show, and if you're interested in doing so, you can head on over to MoneyGo Roundtable at moneygoroundtable.com, and you can subscribe to that show as well. We cover lots of different stuff over there. It's not just student loans. It's bankruptcy, debt collection, credit reporting, student loans, and general personal finance. One final note, on Monday, February 16th, which is this coming Monday, we will not have a show because the student loan show is going to be off for President's Day. So we'll see you back here on Tuesday, February 17th, 2015. Welcome once again to MoneyGo Roundtable. Today we are going to talk about student loans.
This is MoneyGo Roundtable with consumer protection attorneys Jay Fleischman and Gene Melchione. MoneyGo Roundtable is your source for news and information on debt, credit, and all things money. And now, here are Jay Fleischman and Gene Melchione.
Hello and welcome once again to MoneyGo Roundtable. My name is Jay Fleischman, and I have an empty chair next to me today. Gene is unable to join me because he got a third snowstorm in 3 weeks. Another 8 inches was dumped on him up there in Connecticut, and brave Gene is outside shoveling the snow yet again. I'm sure he's looking forward to the spring thaw. I here in Southern California am very toasty. Thank you very much. The weather is gorgeous. I guess that's just what happens. So hopefully we'll have Gene back on the show with us tomorrow, but today we're going to talk about student loans. We have a question that was submitted to us. What is capitalized student loan interest? First of all, we're only talking about federal student loans because in private student loans, interest is not capitalized. Interest in a private student loan is just like the interest in any other loan. So in that respect, there's no difference whatsoever between a private student loan and a credit card debt or personal loan or what have you. So capitalization is the addition of unpaid accrued interest to the balance of your loans. That means that your principal balance increases, so you will pay more in interest over the life of the loan. For example, during a period of deferment, which is typically going to occur when you are in school, you're not required to make payments on your federal student loans. In the case of a subsidized student loan, the federal government will pick up the tab on the interest as it accrues. On unpaid student loans, that interest continues to tick up even while you are not in repayment. So if you have a loan of $20,000, there's an unsubsidized student loan. Interest is going to accrue on that loan. That loan interest will become part of your principal so that when you enter repayment, according to the way that we've just put this together, your balance is $25,700. It's the $20,000 plus the $5,700 of interest that accrued while you are in school. If there is a 6.8% interest rate, then your monthly payment is $295.76 for a total repayment amount of $35,490. Let's contrast that with a subsidized student loan of the same amount, $20,000. During school, while you're in deferment, that same $5,700 is going to accrue. But let's say that loan is subsidized, so the government actually pays the $5,700 in interest that accrues. When you enter repayment, your balance is only $20,000. At the same 6.8% interest rate, your monthly payment's about $230, which means it's about $65 less per month for a total balance repaid over the lifetime of the loan is about $33,300 instead of $35,500. So there's a significant amount of difference there in the amount of money that you're paying back if the interest isn't capitalized and doesn't accrue because the government is subsidizing it. So that's the difference between capitalized interest and not capitalized interest. Because interest accrues daily on your student loan from the day that it's disbursed until the day that your loan balance reaches zero. So every single day, even if you're not in repayment, that student loan interest continues to tick up. If you're in a subsidized student loan, while you're in school and while you're in an in-school deferment, that's fine. Don't make payments. But if you've got an unsubsidized student loan, if you can make payments at all while you are in an in-school deferment, I would highly recommend that you do so. If you've got a $20,000 loan using the illustration that I just gave you, that's $5,700 over the course of a four-year period of time. If you're at a job making $10 an hour, you're at about 12 hours worth of gross income. So it really does make sense for you to at least go out and get a part-time job to cover the interest. Even if you're not going to start paying your student loans whole hog or you're not going to forego student loans, at least get a job that's going to cover the interest. Because as you can see, by paying the interest off before it capitalizes, you're saving yourself $65 a month. It's a lot of money, certainly when you're starting off. So that's my recommendation. But that's what capitalized interest is. It's just the addition of interest and rolling that interest into the principal of your student loan. So this has been MoneyGo Roundtable, and we've been talking about student loans today. You can find us online at moneygoroundtable.com. I encourage you to subscribe in iTunes or in the podcasting application of your choice. Also, if you find this show helpful, please go into iTunes and submit a review. I would really personally appreciate it. It does a lot to enhance the visibility of the show in the iTunes music store. And of course, the more exposure we have, the more listeners we have, the further we can spread the message. So, pretending that I'm Gene now, we'll see you around.
You've been listening to Money Go Roundtable with consumer protection attorneys Jay Fleischman and Gene Melchione. You can leave a comment or learn more about this episode by going to www.moneygoroundtable.com. If you like the show, please submit a review to iTunes. Even better, recommend Money Go Roundtable to a friend. Until next time, remember, don't let your money take you for a ride.
So that was today's episode on capitalization of student loan interest and what it means and how to understand it. You can find Money Go Roundtable at moneygoroundtable.com. You can check out The Student Loan Show's archives, prior shows, show notes, and subscription information over at studentloanshow.com. Our theme song is Organometron by Spinning Merkaba. This is Jay Fleischman for Student Loan Show. Thanks for listening.